Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Diva. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
What's up?
Hey.
How are you? Everything good? Cool. I like it. Hopefully you're good. Slept well? Full night's rest?
Yeah.
Nope. Had your veggies yesterday? Feeling good? Vitamins? Didn't sleep well, Craig?
Nah.
Story of your life. Am I right, bro?
Yeah.
I wish you could sleep well.
Well, I mean...
You have the bed for it.
I do. It just requires a later time to wake up.
You sleep well on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I just go back to bed if I'm tired.
Nice. What about you, Iz? You have a good night's sleep?
Yeah, because I went to Raw yesterday.
Oh, the old Raw Fitness, as did I.
It was fun.
You have a different definition of fun.
I know. I'm weird about that stuff. I love, you know... The sweat and working hard and feeling like oh, I literally God. Left there and my legs and butt were already sore. I was like, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you done the Christmas workout?
No, it was my first time.
Okay. Yeah, because I did the Christmas workout.
Are you sore today?
Just a little bit. But that's why I wanted to go to the gym and start working out for a few weeks before I started Raw, because I didn't want to, you know, not be able to walk after a Raw class. So I feel actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And everyone was super, you know, encouraging and supportive and welcoming, which was nice because I was super nervous to be there.
Yeah, you're fine.
And they were all like, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
We were all dying at the same time. It was like, you know,
yeah,
a group effort. It was nice.
I don't feel the group effort.
Really?
No. I don't talk to anybody.
Oh, really?
No. I go in. I die. And I come out.
The point that
reborn.
Makes it fun is to be social with them.
No, there was a yesterday I went to the same Raw Fitness class, and there was this lady who was, as I was telling my wife, I think she was a model, like 100% okay. An actual bona fide model. She's as tall as me. She was skinny, very good looking, and crushed it. And I think she lapped me. Like, I was.
Wow.
She finished, and then she just started doing it again.
What number exercise did you get down to?
8.
Okay, I got to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm sore, and that's all that matters. Very, very sore.
That
so
was
there
cool.
You go. All right, good. You had a good workout? Sleep better. That's how I feel.
Yep.
Yeah. My watch tells me if I burn over 300 calories in the day, I sleep better.
How many did you burn yesterday?
Oh, you know, I didn't even look. I should have. It's probably over 1,000.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Definitely. It was a hell of a workout.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Cool. Mateo, how you doing?
Good.
Everything good over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got the camo Knights hat on?
They play tonight. Got to be supportive.
I like it. All right. Let's jump right into the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
Larry Tesler, the Apple employee who created cut and paste, just passed away at the age of 74.
I was thinking about that. Like, how many engineers affect your life?
Right?
That guy.
Cut and paste is monumental.
It's a hell of a legacy to leave.
Right?
Yeah. It's really good.
Like, what would we do without it?
It would take
so much time to have to retype everything.
Cut, copy, paste. He invented that. Isn't that amazing? What a great technique.
So simple. It's so useful.
Yeah. It's like the guy, and then you ever see that guy in the commercial for IBM who invented the USB?
No.
That's another good legacy to have.
That is another good one, yeah.
I know. Now he says he hates it.
Why?
He hates his own invention because you don't know which way to put it in.
Yeah.
You know, flipping it over.
Some companies put an arrow on the top.
Now they have the new USB. It doesn't matter. It's universal. Just
nice.
Doesn't matter which way. I know.
Oh, that's beautiful. Snooping that way in the first place. It's okay. He's
most engineers, they don't do anything. They're not revolutionizing the world.
Yeah. That's...
When's the last time you used cut, copy, or paste, Greg?
Depends on the browser. Some browsers you can't use it anymore. But
really?
Yeah, like Firefox.
The browser sucks.
Well, Firefox sucks then. You got to use a V if you're using like a spreadsheet or something like that. You can't use like the actual mouse.
Really? Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I think somebody would have invented it anyway, but that's cool.
He did it first, man.
He did do it first. I'm just saying.
He's the bomb.
We would have it regardless.
You think so?
Well, yeah, I mean.
I got to take this and I want to put it there, but I don't want to do it all by hand. I just want to grab it all and drop it.
Well, I mean, as soon as the mouse was invented, you pretty much invented copying. You
know. The mouse, another good invention from a human. I like that stuff. It's fun.
I need to buy one.
A mouse?
Yeah, a wireless one for my computer. Yeah.
They're like $3.
Yeah, I know. They really...
Yeah, I know. I found it on Amazon. I'm just, you know, waiting to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Got to follow my budget. The NFL wants to expand the regular season from 16 to 17 games and the playoffs from 12 to 14 games. It would go into effect in the 2021 season.
They're doing this to... And that, Greg, jump in, because you know about sports, but they're doing this to let those... like 9-6, 9-7 type teams in the middle of the season.
They're doing it because they want more money.
Yeah. But a mediocre teams, you know, because I think this last year, there was a bunch of teams hovering around the middle.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That would now be in the playoffs.
Which means more money.
Yes.
The more teams that are in there, the more games there are for playoff games and the more money they get. The more money they get in the regular season. The problem is there's already so many injuries in the NFL. I mean, if just the Eagles team alone, because I'm an Eagles fan, we watched last year. I mean, literally
torn apart.
11 of their starters were on, you know, injured reserve, whatever. So the more games you add, then the more chance for injury. Now, if they get rid of some of those preseason games, you know, stupid, meaningless four games they play before the season starts, then maybe, I guess, I could see,
it's preseason four games?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
Here's what I would do, and vote for me. Hey, I would do... two preseason games, extend the season by two more games.
That was the original thing.
Exactly. So two preseason games, extend the actual season by two games, and then two bye weeks.
But the players don't want that.
Give them an extra week to recoup.
If I'm the players, I'm like, no. I mean, we're already doing what we're doing.
If I'm the fans, I'm like, give me more football, especially if I'm a season ticket holder.
But the fans have no say in it.
How could the fans not have say?
Because there's a union.
My point is...
So the players' union is going to be like, no.
What if you give them an extra bye week?
I wouldn't do it. If I was a player, I'd be like, no, no way. I'm already risking myself out there 16 games. Now we got to play extra playoff games and another regular season. Like, no way. Because in the preseason, you could sit your players. You're not playing the whole game, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't be cool with it if I was a player, especially with the brain injuries and all this, and injuries, and I don't know.
Well,
they should shorten it, in my opinion.
Dude, as a fan, and you're paying an exorbitant amount of money for season tickets, and there's only 8 games in your home
stadium. That's always been that way.
It sucks.
In fact, it used to be less games.
It hasn't always been this expensive, my point.
Right, but it used to be less games.
8 games, and you're paying stupid money.
But then you'll get 9 games. I mean, what's the difference?
At least it's more for my money.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't like it if I was a player. As a fan, yeah, of course. I mean, I want the season to go all the year round.
I don't.
Yeah, I love football.
So. I know, but by the end of the, if it was an all-year season, there would be, they would put the, you know.
It just goes so
the
fast.
Janitor
They could at least go 2 more months.
Yeah,
and exactly. I would still watch every single game.
Yeah, 2 bye weeks, man. 2 bye weeks. Let your body recuperate an extra week.
Yeah, they're not going to go for it. I mean, they might, but I would be surprised.
How many times do you guys watch or use your bath towel before you wash it?
Until it starts smelling.
So you don't have like... a week long, or you don't count or anything.
Usually a couple times.
Mine's apparently like experts say you should only use it a maximum of 3 times before getting a new one.
Yeah, I do probably 2.
Like 2, okay. And then you wash it?
Yeah,
2 and then it smells?
Because it doesn't smell brand new anymore. Not like it smells gross, it just doesn't smell like brand new. You know?
Yeah, I thought you meant like that mildewy scent.
Well, the mildewy scent's usually about like 4 times.
4 times? That's it?
Because you just hang it up and it's wet. You know?
You guys aren't ventilating your bathroom.
I don't really have ventilation in my bathroom.
No? You guys shower with the fan on?
No.
Oh, man. You gotta vent that stuff out.
Fan on. I have like an open shower. It's weird. Like the room's open to the shower. It's almost like jail.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's
I
like
guess.
A jail shower.
It's a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
And you live by yourself, so you could just shower with the door open.
You don't get cold?
No. I got used to it really fast. I thought I would be cold. I know what you mean. Because I thought I would
like
a
little
draft
breeze.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No. That's how mold sets in. If your bathroom isn't ventilated. You're going to get mold on the ceiling.
Well, it's also going to happen if you use the same wet towel over and over again.
Yeah, but
Yeah, what grossed me out about the study was when they talked about how your dead skin cells get on the towel, which I honestly never even thought about. So your dead skin cells are all on there, and then you've got, you know, the damp water
too.
On there. Yeah, that. And then everything's just causing bacteria and mold and all this gross stuff.
I don't think people realize that your arm hair just comes out. The reason it never gets that long isn't because it stops growing. It just comes out when it gets to a certain length.
Interesting.
So all that hair is just going everywhere.
Yeah, it is. I think a week is fine. Sometimes I go over a week.
I have before, but...
I mean, if I wipe my arm and now my arm smells after I just got out of the shower because of my towel, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So that's the worst part.
No way. I would never get to that point.
Yeah, I've gotten to that point.
I need that soap smell to feel good about myself.
Yeah, of course. But I have not thought about it. Got out of the shower, grabbed the towel, and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, dude, no. Wait.
And you throw the towel down. Yeah. Rinse off again.
I smell like a Persian doorman right now.
I don't understand the reference.
Is that like patchouli?
Lots of cologne, patchouli, essential oils.
I was like, different blends of spices?
Oh, not B.O. in the elevator. That's different.
Man, oof. Those are the worst. All right. Well, I'll tell you this much. We got a good show for you today. A lot of people are asking about the meeting yesterday.
Man.
Yeah. We'll bring that up coming up here about, when do we talk about the meeting yesterday? 8 o'clock, so we'll have to keep it in the same time frame. So 8 o'clock is when we'll be talking about our meeting, our mandatory meeting that we had yesterday. You can always get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187. What do we got after the break? We got Red Hot Chili Peppers. You love them.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, the rock station. Evidence of a questionable hiring process. It's BS in the morning.
You see this story about the Western diet makes people stupid? No?
Maybe.
You guys are dumb.
Well, I watched the debates last night and I agree.
Yeah, dude. They said, apparently this study, and this is... researchers from Australia, the U.S., and England, which I would all consider that the West, because we all basically eat the same crap.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you have a diet rich in carbs and fats and sugars, cognitive brain function goes down within a week. They're saying your memory is worse. Like, they've done lab studies after lab studies on this, and it says even just after a week of eating a high-fat, high-sugar diet, your brain function... and control of appetite goes out the window.
That's awful.
Yeah. So they're saying that you actually become dumber. Does this mean, because I eat probably a high-fat, high-sugar diet like every other American, and I can't remember anything. Is this why? Like, I have such a horrible memory.
I've got a really bad memory, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's from probably other things, but yeah, I have a bad memory, too.
That's what I always thought,
horrible.
Too.
Well, I like CTE or something, so.
Still sucks. I wish I had a great memory.
Oh, yeah. It's your brain. Of course it affects
I can't
brain.
Remember anything. I was talking to my brother yesterday. And he was like, oh, yeah, I was talking. My dad went and visited him. And my dad was telling him a story about how I helped out. My dad had colon cancer when I was in college. And my brother was in Iraq at the time. So my mom was all alone at the house. And apparently the hot water heater went out and flooded the basement. And I went there and I was like, you know, shop vacuuming up all the water out of the basement, like bringing it up by buckets and empty. I was like, I don't remember any of this. He's like, what are you talking about? Apparently you like.
Yeah, but honestly.
My mom couldn't have done it without her or whatever. I'm like, I have no idea.
Kind of proves the opposite, though. Because first you started out chained in a basement licking a radiator and now you're cleaning one up. I mean, you actually got smarter along the way.
But I don't remember anything. Greg, you had a whole memory that you were like, oh my God, I completely forgot.
Time.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Repressed memories or something?
Yeah. What the hell? Is it my diet?
I don't know. I think it's just short term, though. Like, if somebody asks me a question about something that happened, at first I'll be like, what? But if they start giving me details, then usually I'll be like, oh, okay. And then I remember everything about what's going on. You know, like your hard drive's there, but there's something in the short term that's just not
my RAM.
My RAM, yeah, my RAM's like not good.
Maybe that's the diet.
Maybe
that's what we're eating. But Izzy does not eat the Western diet. You are the exception to
she eats carbs.
Yeah, but that's a good point. Eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah,
carbs. I love
carbs
pasta.
Is sugar. That's all it is.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. You are right in the middle with us.
I mean,
right?
I'm not eating fast food all the time, but my diet is
right.
Yeah, it's
high sugar.
I would assume.
You eat Nerds all the time here.
Oh, dude, the pink Nerds are so good. I haven't had Nerds since I was like in middle school, so I'm
overkill. Well, you
right
can't
now.
Remember middle school anymore because you just ate some.
Yeah,
well.
Do you have a bad memory, though?
I do, yeah. But I always attribute it to other things. But I'm sure diet also has something to do with it, for sure.
Probably. Can I stick up for the West room in here, though?
Yeah, please.
At least we don't eat bats that have viruses in them and monkeys with Ebola or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, take your...
How do we know? Maybe we forgot.
Take your third world diet somewhere else, all right?
Maybe we forgot that we ate bats. We don't know.
I don't have the coronavirus. I'm just dumb. I'd much rather be that.
That's going to be a drop on this show. No, I know what you mean. At least we're not eating disgusting food.
Yeah. I saw a guy literally take a bullfrog that was still, like, moving and bite the stomach at him and just like sucking veins out. I'm like,
oh god,
it was the grossest video I've ever seen. And I was like, okay, now I know why they have the coronavirus.
Why are you watching?
Because people were like, it was a coronavirus thing, and they're like talking about how they eat weird things over there.
Yeah, dude.
And some guy just pulls it. I mean, a giant bull. It was so gross,
dude. I
couldn't believe what I saw. Like, I didn't know what I was about to see, you know?
It's a common thing that they take eggs that have been fertilized and they have like an embryo in the chicken embryo in the egg, and they crack it open and they eat the embryo.
I mean, come on.
It's like,
man,
half developed.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, God, please.
Yeah, dude.
Stop.
Sorry. I'll take
dial it back.
I'll take jalapeno poppers over that any day.
It's taken 2 million years for man to evolve into what we are today. It only takes them 4 hours to set it all back. It's BS in the Morning.
My poor Browns. They are... I mean, they weren't going to re-sign Greg Robinson, but if you follow the NFL at all, dude, this was a story yesterday that came out. Greg Robinson, offensive tackle for the Browns. I guess they weren't going to re-sign him. I didn't know that. Maybe that's why he was hard up for cash, because he was found in a rental car coming over the border with 157 pounds of weed in the trunk.
Ooh.
Street value between $300,000 to
$750,000. Damn!
That's a hell of a difference there.
How many pounds was in there?
157 pounds.
And they said it was worth how much?
It says, depending on quality and location of sale, anywhere between $300,000 to
$750,000. Wow.
Man, that's pretty high.
That's a lot of money.
You think that's overestimating?
It depends on what it is. Like they said, depending on quality. But if it's coming out of Mexico, usually it's not very,
Mexican weed sucks? Well, now maybe.
Well, because out here they have like these labs where they grow
actual.
Yeah, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Why? I thought like weed's legal in a lot of states now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it's cheap.
What are you doing?
But again, I mean, those prices don't sound that cheap. But
what a dumb thing to risk.
And it's not even that much. I mean, I get it. It's a lot of, you could find, what I'm saying is you could find large quantities of weed in America. You don't have to go to Mexico to find 100 pounds of weed. I mean, I don't know why he's even doing.
I have no idea what he's doing. Why would he do that? What an idiot.
Yeah.
He got $500,000 for signing a contract last year.
Yeah.
Is it just because his...
I think he's, made over his career. They said he's made tens of millions too.
He was like the number one draft pick, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Maybe he's really bad with his money.
Maybe.
Number two overall pick in 2014 draft.
Even then, if you want to buy 100 pounds of weed, you could go to California. There's places you can actually do it, right? I mean, you get a license.
Can you buy 100 pounds?
I'm pretty sure if you have a license, you can drive around with I don't know. They have harvesting licenses and all this crap out there now. I don't know.
He was with another free agent wide receiver, Quan Bray.
Yeah.
They're both arrested down there near El Paso. So, at the border checkpoint.
Damn,
it was just in a bunch of duffel bags in the trunk. Could face up to 20 years in federal prison.
All that for weed.
That's what I'm saying. It's weed.
Yeah, it seems dumb. I don't even know how you would make that much money anyway, because everybody's got... Like, if you're going to bring back some crappy Mexican weed and sell it in large quantities, who's going to buy it? I don't even know who was buying that.
Is he working for the cartels? That's a huge intent to distribute.
Even then.
Right? I mean, that's what...
Cartel, that's like chump change. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Why get...
I don't understand.
You're one of the more premier athletes on planet Earth. Why would you get involved in a drug dealing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, the whole thing just blew my mind. What are you doing, dude? Moron. I get the free agent, Quan Britt. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You could be picked up any second and you'd be fine, whatever.
Hey, look, man, if somebody offered me a lot of money to do something like that, I would do it. But
what's a lot of money?
Well, I mean, what did they say? Millions of dollars, whatever they're talking about here? I would do that, yeah, for sure. I mean,
well, they said $300,000 to $750,000.
Okay, yeah, for $750,000, yeah, I would do it.
Would you do it for 10%? I mean, maybe that's their hauling fee or whatever?
$7,500?
No. No, 10% of $750,000
is $75,000. Still no.
You wouldn't do it for $75,000?
No.
It'd have to be at least six figures?
Yeah.
$300,000?
It had to be my weed. Like, I sell it, and whatever it is, I get. You know what I mean? That's basically it.
You'd pick up the weed for free.
It would have to be, I would have to have already done this enough times to make my money enough to where I buy my own product and bring it back. I'm not going to go down there, take 200 pounds of some guys, you know.
Yeah, you're not the middleman.
No.
Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe he just loves weed.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's just going to smoke it.
Right, yeah. Literally just for him.
He's like, Browns aren't re-signing me.
Yeah, and then, I'll get some brown weed instead.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
That's the sound of the ganja blowing through the brain.
What's your number, Izzy?
What?
How much money would you have to be paid to take 157 pounds of Mexican weed over the border into the United States?
I don't think I'd do it.
No amount of money?
No.
I mean, it's worth a risk at a certain amount of money.
Well, that's the thing. It's like if it were a more higher end drug, it's like...
Yeah.
You know, then it seems worth... But it's weed. I mean, you can get weed anywhere now.
So you're saying you want more dangerous drugs?
Well, I mean,
to be
if
trafficking.
I'm gonna probably be arrested for carrying over 100 pounds of a drug, I'm not gonna want it to be weed.
Right, but you'll get way less time though for the weed.
Correct. And who knows? It might be federally legal here in a couple of years, and maybe they'll just let you out of prison.
Right. Yeah. There are still a ton of people in prison though, and weed's been legal.
Yeah.
How long in a lot of states?
I was reading about that guy who was in prison for 60 years. He had a 60-year sentence, I should say. I can't remember how many.
But
for weed.
It's still illegal, though, federally, though.
Yeah,
that's why.
Federally.
So
yeah.
if it wasn't, because the states don't have, if they really wanted to, they could just shut it all down. But
I would do it for...
It would really create a lot of space in the jails that they always say they're running out.
I know.
Yeah,
I think it's like 70% of people in there for nonviolent crimes.
Yeah,
I would traffic weed over the border for it'd have to be millions.
Yeah,
because the risk versus reward has to be.
That's fair.
You know, and I think I would get away with it because I'm a crispy white guy. You know, they would have to make that airtight. I don't need any drug sniffing dogs finding it. But I'm coming back from Mexico. I'm like, hey guys, I had fun. You know, and they'll be like, Dad, just come on. You know.
Dude,
I'm born to get away with crime. That's what I'm, you know, look at me.
Izzy's kind of right, though. If you're going to go to Mexico to get something, then it better be like, you know, something worth a lot.
Yeah, because they've got, you know.
I wouldn't traffic any other drugs.
A lot of drugs there.
Yeah, you would for like the money, though.
Oh, man.
You could drive.
I become a drug mule.
If you had that much cocaine, bro, you're talking like millions.
Yeah.
Lots of millions.
Yeah, but now I'm trafficking 157 pounds of coke.
Yeah, you're in jail for life if you get caught.
Yeah.
But I'm also being murdered because I know the insides of the criminal organization. I know too much, bro. I can't.
They'll know your insides, too.
No.
You're cleaning guys' rubber suits. It's BS in the morning.
This is not true. There's no way that this could be true. Let me start with that. But did you hear the new rumor from Mark Zuckerberg about Mark Zuckerberg here?
No.
No?
This is from him or about
this
him?
This is about him that people are saying is true, but I cannot believe it.
I believe it.
What do you, have you heard what I'm talking about, Izzy?
No.
Mark Zuckerberg says people on Facebook are saying that he, like, before he goes into, like, a meeting, he gets anxiety sweat, and he has members of his communication team blow dry his armpit hair.
What?
Like, that's your job.
I believe it.
To blow dry
that.
Your armpit.
Yeah, I believe that.
Dude.
Absolutely.
If you asked me this 3 weeks ago, I would have said you're crazy, but I've been learning all these crazy things that people hire people to do lately. For some reason, it's been coming up.
Really?
Like, Oprah has somebody count the trees in front of her house.
What?
I swear, dude.
I'm sure Mariah Carey pays someone to feed her grapes.
Yeah. Snoop has a guy that just walks around rolling blunts. He pays him like 50 grand a year just to walk around rolling blunts for him.
That also makes sense.
Yeah, he met the guy in jail, he said.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So there's a lot of crazy things that people, these rich people do that you would think they did in your mind, but if somebody told you they really happened, you're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, you're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I know, why do you need that?
But it's there.
He says that, yeah, when you wear like a gray t-shirt, you get pit stains really easily. Like, it shows, you know, because of the color of the shirt.
He looks like he sweat a lot, little weasel pitch.
And super clammy.
Yeah, I know.
Clammy hands all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, now, I'm sweaty. Look, now a Facebook spokesperson has come out saying, no, this isn't true. But now Jack Dorsey, who's CEO.
I love how much he cares about this, though. Like, that's how you know it's true, because he is so offended that people know that he's wasting his time telling people, that's not true. I'm not smart. That's ridiculous.
To have your job is to blow dry this billionaire's armpits.
How much are they making then?
I didn't
say. How much would you accept for that job?
Oh, dude, any amount of money.
Really?
I'll blow dry anybody's armpit. If they want to pay me money, am I blowing on it with my mouth? I'll just use a blow dryer.
I'd want 60 grand at
60,000?
Yeah.
To blow dry armpits?
Yeah. It's not a pleasant job.
It's more pleasant than
pedicures.
He's
also not pleasant to work around, I'm sure.
I'm sure he's fine.
Toxic work environment. Just pay me my money. Toxic I'll blow your pits. We'll move on with our lives. I don't know. What about you, Greg? How much money would you take a year to blow dry that dude's armpits?
I'd do it for $10 an hour. You kidding me? Okay.
You'd do part-time?
Yeah. Just some armpit hair. Mm. Doesn't bother me at all.
What about you, Greg?
I don't know. I was going to answer. I guess $1 less than I make now.
All right.
$1 a year less?
Yes.
Okay.
Or just $1 a year. I'll do it for that. I'll do it for
$1. $1 a year less than he makes now. Yeah, exactly. Makes total sense. But now Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has now come out saying that, look, I have never made any of my staff blow dry my armpits, but I'm willing to do it for my own staff if they need to. Like, now Twitter's now jumping on. By the way, hey guys, our competitor makes his people blow dry his armpit hair. I love it. I think that these rumors need to be set all the time. And you're saying it's not even a rumor. You're saying you believe it.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
Why would Oprah make people count the trees?
I forget the reason, but she has like somebody that counts the trees. She has somebody doing all kinds of stupid stuff. Like, she's going on these trips and she'll put this like stupid, first of all, I can't stand her, so that's just it, whatever, but I am biased. But she had these dumb videos, you know, it's like, I'm packing for my trip, but then it's like people packing her stuff.
You know? But if you were a billionaire, wouldn't you have everybody do
yes, but she tries to pretend
you?
That no. She's like this normal everyday lady. It's like so annoying.
How much, dude, there's a point of money when you have that you no longer think like a normal human being.
I would believe that, yeah.
And it's not in the millions. I still think if you're a millionaire, you still are thinking about, you know, oh boy, I can get these tomatoes for 20 cents cheaper
over
here.
Well, if you're good with your money, but there are plenty of millionaires that aren't good with their money and they just blow it on everything.
Yeah, but there's like, you think millionaire, you think like liquid, I got cash in the bank that's $1 million and I'm just spending it. I don't think $1 million is that much money anymore. It's a lot of money, but it's not like have people count trees in front of your house money.
Right.
There's got to be I would say if you've got like $500 million, that's when you start becoming a weirdo, eccentric. You're buying painting that people painted with a hoo-ha and all that kind of, you know?
I wouldn't need that much, I don't think.
How much money until you become an eccentric weirdo?
$10 million.
$10 million. That's really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I'm set for life with that.
You're set for life, but it's not like you're...
Oh, I'm effing off.
You're not balling.
That's FU money for me.
Oh, definitely. But still, you have to live within your means.
Do I?
A certain amount of means. Yeah.
Really?
$10 million.
I could fund 7 of those operations like I just got busted for coming out of Mexico.
Yeah.
I'd turn that $10 million into a lot of million.
That's great. Come back over the board.
Yeah. Hey, I heard Drake bought Mexico. Yeah, I did. 9.6 million.
Comp's Morning Show. Interviews full of, dickery.
Do you have any life goals that you haven't achieved yet?
I wanna be able to, talk for 10 minutes without being funny.
Oh. Well, I think you've achieved it so far in this interview, so.
BS in the Morning.
Excellent.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. The Feed with Izzy.
Uber has a new discreet reporting safety feature during rides. It's in the safety toolkit. It'll allow you to discreetly report a non-emergency situation during a ride instead of afterwards.
You know, I thought that I heard they were coming up with this new thing, too, that you could do. It's called a phone, and you just call 911.
Yeah, but this is non-emergency stuff.
So you just call 311?
This guy smells bad. Is that what it is?
I don't know what they would consider a non-emergency in an Uber. I don't take Ubers.
Is that because you're scared?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. I am not trusting
some rando,
some stranger to pick me up and bring me somewhere.
So you wouldn't take a cab either, or a limo?
Yeah, would a cab? Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. I always just prefer to drive myself everywhere.
Yeah.
I like to be in control of that.
What about like when you go out and you booze it up? You don't do that?
No.
Never?
Nope.
She says that. I've seen her boozed up.
You don't need to tie one on sometimes?
No. Hmm. Again, I do that at home.
You guys both have very bad perceptions of... like, Sparks is the same thing. I don't feel anything.
You say it all the time.
I see you drink 2 beers, and you're like, loaded. And then he's like, I don't feel
I've
anything.
I've never seen him loaded.
No.
I have.
First of all, no. I'm not loaded after 2 beers.
Yes, you are.
Second of all, I will not drive if I have more than 2 beers. That's my rule.
No, I believe you on that. I'm just saying that I think you're more, after 2 beers, it affects you more than you say.
I love how you think, that's fine. Greg knows me better than
me. Well, no, I'm visually watching you, though. You change.
I don't change. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. It's not a big deal. Jeez, you're getting really defensive about the 2 beers, man.
No, it's because you always say
yeah, you do.
You constantly are always like, well, I've seen, look, let me tell you, Sparks is hammered after 2 beers.
He is. I've seen Izzy get pretty buzzed, too, though. She says she never does, either.
I get buzzed. I don't get drunk.
Well, what's the difference? If you're like, wee.
There's a complete difference.
I don't think there's a big difference.
There isn't.
Drunk is stumbling, not being able to speak correctly, slurring your speech. That's drunk to me. Yeah, buzzed is. I'm feeling good. I'm still social. I can still have thoughts. I know what's going on.
Well, then I never get drunk because I'm always
so social. I just go
until
I get a buzz, and then I stop drinking. I don't like being drunk.
No, there's definitely a point of inebriation where it is awful.
Yeah.
Like where you've crossed that line and it becomes, oh no, everything is spinning, you know, and it doesn't.
Oh,
feel
yeah.
Good.
Like when you're a teenager and stuff?
No, when I'm a grown man and I mix liquors.
Yeah, same.
That's what I'm saying.
That happens to me all the time.
That's what I'm talking
about.
But
I don't mix liquor.
No,
I don't.
I'm not saying you're falling down drunk. I'm just saying I've seen you have a few beers and be buzzed.
I am not buzzed after 2 beers. I swear to God, I'm not buzzed. Right. Especially, did I have dinner? I'm definitely not buzzed after 2 beers. I drink beer. I'm not a heavy drinker. But I will, unlike you, I do drink beer throughout the week.
Yeah, I don't drink very often. But when I drink, I drink.
Yeah,
but,
I don't.
But I don't get like, you know, falling down and stuff. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah, but I don't drink, as you want to say.
I know. You drink a little bit, and then you feel like I do when I drink.
How about you think I have no tolerance?
No,
when
my
I
point
consume
here,
a couple alcoholic
you change.
Beverages
I'm
a
not
week.
Saying you're drunk, but you change. Like, normally you're very, you know, if you're in a situation, you're like me, you're introverted, you don't like being around people you don't know. All of a sudden, you drink 2 beers, you're like, woo! Like, you know,
that is not true.
Yes, you are.
I am not introverted.
You're very social at our events and stuff after you have a couple beers.
Yes, I'm very social, period.
You're not, though.
You don't
I'm
think
not
I'm
either.
No, I am opposite of you, sir.
Well, I'm more introverted than you are, but you're still introverted.
I am not an introvert.
No, he's just busy because he's got a family.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I can go to a place and I will mingle and I will talk to literally every person in the room.
Yeah, but you talk out loud when you're drinking.
Completely sober. You're saying
how
I could
do you
I
talk
complete,
normally?
I talk silently?
No,
I'm
you
a
talk,
mime. Yeah,
usually, you
front?
Talk to a person in front of you. If you're talking, you talk to the whole room when you're drinking.
Here's the
You'll
thing.
You'll be like, Moonshine, get over here. Give me a hug. You know what I mean? You don't do that
first
stuff
of
when
all,
you're not drinking.
I never asked for a hug from Moonshine.
Absolutely has.
Second of all, anytime you've seen me with drinks, it's because we're doing like a live podcast.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm there to entertain. I'm
but
there
you don't start
to host.
Out that way.
Yeah, because I'm there by 4 o'clock. No one else is there. I've been there for 3 hours.
Okay.
This is such a weird argument.
Why is it weird? I mean, if somebody is visually buzzed, they might not notice. I have lots of friends who claim they're not drunk when they're drinking.
And I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
If I'm too hammered, you'll know because I'll be like, I'm not driving home.
Okay.
Even when I'm buzzed,
because
I don't
risk
it.
You claim whatever you want and lie, and it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. All right. I love how you think I have no tolerance for alcohol.
I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I just said you saying. Get buzzed after a couple beers.
He thinks he's right.
No.
I am right. And I've seen you be buzzed
you're
too.
Not, you're not right.
I wasn't drunk. I was buzzed. Okay, dude. Yeah. Whatever.
And I agree with Greg that being buzzed is being drunk.
Of course it is.
I disagree. I mean, obviously, buzz driving is drunk driving. I get that. But like the feeling for me being buzzed as opposed to me being wasted, those are two completely different.
Well, yes. But still, it's on the drunk scale. You're still drunk when you're buzzed.
Yeah,
and you're
buzz
still
is
drunk
very
when you're wasted.
Light, you know,
correct.
If you're going to put it that way.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Like, I am still 100% very coherent if I feel
but
you're a little
same
tingle
person.
Because I'm a little buzzed.
Yes. And but you are probably, yes, I agree.
You're much more lively and gregarious, no pun intended, when you're drinking. I've seen it.
No, I'm always that way. You guys just don't see it.
You are not what you are here.
Whatever.
Right
I'm
now.
Not, yeah. I mean, here I'm tired and I want to go home and be with my dogs. But usually in my real life, I'm a lot more friendly and upbeat and exciting and I have energy.
Well, I could see it.
So, oh, yeah.
Maybe
you,
maybe
don't
you should
see...
drink during the show, then.
No.
Please, God, no.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
A 23-year-old Ugandan runner, I might butcher his name, named Joshua Cheptegei.
Nailed it.
Beat the 5K world record by 27 seconds. He ran it in 12 minutes and 51 seconds. That's over 3 miles.
Okay, I was just doing the conversion here.
12 minutes and 51 seconds.
It's like 3-4 minute miles. It's nuts.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Wait, 5K?
Yeah.
That's 5 kilometers.
5K. When I said how many miles is 5K, it said 3.10686 miles.
Okay. I see. So, wow, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
What's the fastest you ran a mile in?
Maybe 8 minutes when I was younger.
Greg, what's the fastest mile you've ever ran?
6-something.
You ran a 6-minute
mile? Not 6, 6-something. I think it was like 6:30, 6-something.
Wow. I think the best mile I've ever ran was like 10 minutes.
No.
Swear to God.
Wait, you were running the whole time?
Yeah.
It's like 3 laps.
No.
No, it's 4 laps.
Yeah, 4.
Oh, not ours. Ours was 3 because it went around the side, the back, the outside.
Oh, okay.
I never have had any bit of cardio. Like, I'm dead. Like, I die if I run more than, like, 30 feet.
So I don't like long distance running. I like sprints, though.
Nah.
I used to like long distance running. I hate it now because of my knees, but... I just like the endorphins you get from cardio. It just feels good.
Yeah. No. Nope,
I mean, obviously, it doesn't look like I like that now.
Nothing feels good, dude. That my lungs hurt. I'm getting lightheaded. I feel like I'm
there's no
dying.
Way it would take you 10 minutes to run a mile.
I don't think I could run an under 10-minute mile right now.
You could walk a mile in almost 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah, I've walked a mile in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. All right. What is this, bragging hour?
Oh, good for you.
Get really it. You're all physically stronger, smarter, can drink more alcohol than me. Got it. Cool.
I used to run track and field, and then I broke my ass on those things you jump over.
Those are called hurdles.
The hurdles. Yeah.
How'd you run track and field and not know hurdles? I did the same thing, and I ate it, and everyone laughed at me.
Yeah.
And
well, I ate it, and then my coach got mad at me from football. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you doing? You're getting injured for no reason.
Yeah. Dude, I won. Okay, so we had to wear a certain shorts for gym class.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, they were like really thin. They had like squares and they were reflective, almost like checkered. Think of like a checkerboard or a chessboard, but they were red.
Like sequins?
It had like red, a darker red square.
Would you go to Liberace High?
Anyway, so it had like this... You know, they were cut up like the soccer shorts that they used to have.
Yeah.
they're really thin. Anyway, that's what we had to wear for gym class. And they were very short. And when I used to get changed in the locker room, I had to, like, you know, you have to take off your shorts. So I always wore boxer shorts because I didn't want to wear tighty white. Anyway.
At least they let you wear those.
So I would jump over the hurdles, dude, and I rip, and my testicles were seen by the class.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you ripped your testicles.
No, I ripped my underwear. My testicles were seen on my tiny shorts as I was jumping hurdles in front of the whole class. So everybody saw my gonads there.
Did you have? Did you go through puberty yet?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
So it was like two more reflective things hopping out of your shorts.
Yeah, it was.
Even his balls are iridescent. Yeah, that's weird.
What does that mean?
There was no hair on my testicles at all when I was in like eighth grade. None. I had not gone through puberty. They were like two smooth eggs.
Had they dropped yet?
Well, yeah, your testicles drop when you were, you know, an infant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a puberty thing.
No. But they were hanging there, and so when I ran and I jumped over the hurdle, I ripped my underwear, my testicles were seen by everybody, and I fell into the dirt. So I'm laying there, and my testicles are hanging out of my shorts. It was not good. I'll put up a picture of the shorts. Wow. You know what I'm talking about? You don't remember those shorts? They were super popular back in like the 90s.
Nah, we had long cloth shorts.
We wore basketball shorts.
In gym.
I'll put up a picture over on our Instagram, at BS in the morning, so you can picture my testicles hanging out of them.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Give the show a call. It's BS in the morning.
I don't like it when people are upset, but it is quite amusing when Steven the cleaning guy gets mad at you. Especially you, Greg. Because you guys are like, you guys are tight.
Yeah.
Compared to, I think, the rest of the show. Like, I'm cool with Steven.
He was a lot tighter before I met him.
But you've gone on trips with him. You've had life experiences with him.
Yes.
You almost had him get a threesome or foursome, right?
I tried. I tried. I took him to a BBW party, and he touched his first V, and he was very excited. He said it felt warm. And the girl that he felt was like, hey, why don't you come in this room with me? And he's like, I don't know. And then the two other girls were like, I'll go too. And I was like, what are you guys going to do in there? They're like, we're going to bang him. I'm like, okay. And then he refused. And that's to his credit.
He needed to go get some air.
Well, he did, actually. He went on the balcony to get air. Because
I need some fresh air right now. My head's spinning or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. I totally understand. Because that area is so amazing. If that was the first time I got to actually, you know, be in that area, I'd need some air too. So I understand it, Steven. It was very normal. But he didn't want it at all. And there was other times too that I'd taken him places where he turned it down too.
He got nervous.
I don't know if it's nerves. He's the kind of guy that says he needs to be in love to have sex with somebody. So, you know. But he did peg on Skype, which is weird.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, with himself?
Well, he was himself, but there was a girl watching.
He did it because his Tom was telling him to do it.
Right, but he said he enjoyed it, which is fine.
Oh, okay.
But the reason why I bring it up is because, Steven, we're going to have to ask him to go do something today. And maybe we should ask him on air to see if he gets really upset or not.
I think he is going to get upset.
I'm just worried that he's going to get mad because, to be honest, he hasn't been in a good mood with me lately at all. I've been talking to him. Hey, Steven, what's up?
He's having a tough time.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't been poking the bear at all. I've just been like, hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah, he's just been a little down, I think.
I'm like, oh, all right. Stay out of your hair, buddy. Sorry, man. So we have to ask him to go get the Neon Garage passes today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
up there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Yeah, because he does run errands for people around that's like one of his jobs.
He doesn't really get mad about things you'd think he'd get mad about. Like in the beginning, he was a lot more uptight and would get mad about jokes and stuff. But now he's loosened up.
He gets the show,
and he makes jokes towards me. I make jokes towards him, and it's fine, you know. But he does get mad about like things like time. Or like, you know, if something's not like what he said it was going to be.
That's what he gets upset about?
Well, like, he was coming to pick me up one time, And I think we were going to the airport or something.
Yeah, he was giving us a ride to the airport.
Oh, is that what it was? And he was, and I was waiting on my couch. I was all packed. But I was really tired. Like, I don't know. I was just sitting there and I kind of passed out for a minute while I was on the couch. And he was, man, blowing my phone up, leaving messages. I'm leaving in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Like, so mad. Then I finally had to run outside before he drove off. Sparks is in the back seat listening to him go nuts.
He never left the car once, though, to, like, knock on the door.
No. He knocked. And Greg's doorbell doesn't work.
Oh, that's right. I don't have a doorbell.
I wasn't in the car yet. He called me. He's like, Greg's not here. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh, you weren't there yet?
No, because you were.
Man, my memory sucks today.
Greg, he was picking you up, Western Diet. He's picking you up.
Yeah.
And then you guys were going to pick me up. Because I'm on the way to the airport.
Okay,
your
that's
dog
right.
Benny wasn't barking at all when he was knocking on the door.
Benny never barks.
It sucks.
He barks if it's an intruder, but he knows who Steven is. So he's just kind of like smelling the door, probably like, oh, Steven's here.
Yeah, better run.
Mateo, can you go see if Steven's here? Can you go do a lap?
Send him an email. Doesn't he need emails to run errands?
I want to just talk to him. I'm going to get him on here, make sure he's okay. I worry about the guy.
I'll give him credit, though, man. He's gotten a lot better, like, about, having fun.
He's loosened
having
up.
Having fun and doing bits and, you know, having a good time.
Yes.
And he laughs, you know, in here and stuff more than he used to.
Yes.
So that's good.
He's loosening up.
Mm-hmm.
He's broadening his horizons.
That's right.
And if how could you not when you go to BDSM parties?
Yeah.
But then again, Steven went to a sex party on his own one time.
Yeah.
And just watched.
Mm-hmm.
Voyeurism.
No, like, they were like, hey, we're going to this party. You want to go? He's like, I'll check it out. You know, and then they go.
That was a really good impression.
Was it?
Yeah, that was.
There's people boning all over the place.
He's like, people were having sex on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did you watch? He's like, well, yeah, I mean, how could you not? They're in front of me. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know some people that like being a voyeur, you know, and just watching other people do it.
Yeah.
Or it's like a fetish for them.
Or cucks that like watching people do it to their significant other or whatever.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah, no. Make not at all.
Upset. Yeah.
What, are you kidding me? It's like, what? Yeah,
not here. Like, all right, he's not here.
It's like, oh boy, I'm thirsty. Here, spit in this cup first. I'm like, what? No, thanks.
You guys have any fetishes?
Latina women. Is that a fetish?
Sure.
All right. That's mine.
I'm married a Latina. Does that mean I have a fetish for Latinas?
Not necessarily, but it could. Is your dating record all Latinas?
No.
Yeah.
Then no.
Probably not.
I don't know. Poor guys?
Yeah.
Is that a fetish or is that just an unfortunate coincidence?
Yeah.
No, definitely a fetish for you.
Guys without social security numbers?
Yeah.
One time, Greg. One time.
You dated a guy without a social security number?
Yeah, the last dude, the con man. Yeah.
Well, you didn't know.
And this is my credit card, and this is my car, and blah, blah, blah. And then I found out everything was a lie. It's like, what?
He's like, I'll pay for it. I got to stop by this gas station skimmer for a second. Yeah. I'll be able to pay for it.
Welcome to dating in Vegas, apparently.
Can I say about the car?
Yeah.
He told Izzy he had a company car, and it was like some lady's car he was borrowing.
Yeah, it was her car that she,
Hold on a minute.
He sent me a picture and was like, yeah, this is the car that the company gave me. I was like, oh, that's great, because I didn't know any better.
The company car?
Yeah, and he was like, but I can only use it, like, at work. And I was like, okay.
The company car had two car seats in it and said baby on board.
It was like...
So then...
Old Cheerios in the car seats.
Later, when I found everything out that he had been lying about everything, the woman that he was living with and, like, taking care of her child while he was living there, I asked her, I was like, but what about the job and the, and she's like, what are you talking about? Like, I was getting him a job at a coffee shop. I was like, what? He told me he was working for an independent contractor and this is, and she's like, wait, what are you talking about? A company car. Was it this car? And she showed me a picture and I was like, oh my God, that's the exact same picture he sent me. It was a picture he had on his phone already that he.
Pretty awesome.
Man.
Who do you think has the worst dating record?
Me.
You or Greg?
Me.
Really?
Absolutely. Me.
Because Greg's had some incidents with some ladies.
I believe it.
I have, but you know what?
Turned out to be...
But they all have like good, normal jobs, though, surprisingly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're functioning adults.
They're closet freaks, you know? They're not like out in the open.
That's what I don't know what's worse.
I'm just saying, man.
Is it worse to be...
You know, I'm not picking up chicks at like, you know, the pier underneath it or whatever. I mean, they're like, you know...
Underneath the flamingo bridge.
They just happen to be surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I mean, You can still be a functioning member of society and be a freak in the sheets.
Right. No, I'm not talking about freak in the sheets. Oh. I'm talking about questionable activities outside of relationship. That's what Greg, I don't want to say anything, but there, the one girl you found in your backyard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's my
point.
All right,
but that was a one-night stand.
I don't know. It's still a date. You still went on a date.
Hey, look, some people have cigarettes and after sex, she was smoking meth. What do you want me to do?
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
What's wrong with you people? You're promoting a mental sickness. People like you should have been aborted years ago. Go die.
Wake up with BS on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. In the morning, you'll love it. Your mom did.
Steven Spielberg's daughter is going to become a porn star. And she said, oh, I told my parents over FaceTime and they weren't angry. They were more intrigued. I'm like, no, they're angry.
Yeah.
Of course they go, look, we're not angry, but we're intrigued by that decision. You know, like that's 100% your parents...
Right.
Hate your decision-making skills. Just telling you right now, Michaela Spielberg.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of pressure on that director of that porn.
You're
too,
an idiot. You think that's what Steven Spielberg is going to be thinking the whole time he's watching?
He's like, oh, man, the lighting on that D is terrible.
Dude, this cinematography.
Yeah. What a horrible edit.
This is just... The characters. There's just no development in the plot of this story.
They should just do Jaws spoofs, like Spielberg spoofs, you know what I mean?
Does she do low budget or high budget?
I don't know.
It's Spielberg. He's going to make sure his daughter is on a real set.
Right.
She's 23 years old.
I don't know. I kind of feel like he's going to, you know, not want her in his life anymore.
No.
Don't a lot of parents?
These rich parents...
Dude, Cindy Crawford's son just tattooed his forehead or something.
They don't live in the same world that you and I live in. Rich people don't. They look at the world through a different lens. Whether it's good or bad, I don't. It depends. Probably depends on the person and obviously what happens. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if your daughter becomes a porn star? If you say no, she's just going to go, you know, now she's in orgy porn. You're like, okay, let's ease into it then. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? You gotta go with it.
She's like,
she's already made her mind up.
The scene starts. She's like sitting in the room. She's like, I'm so horny. What will I do? And then it's like.
What?
It takes a second. There it is.
Is this monster porn? I don't understand.
We're going to need a bigger...
We're going to need a bigger bitch. It slowly comes on screen. It's like...
Oh.
It's like the fin.
Yes. That's his name.
This is the worst porn.
I'm Shark Finley. Right. Yeah. I heard your desktop needed helping.
Yes. He's like, I've heard you have jaws.
Why don't you wrap your jaws around
He's
this?
Like, oh, no. Spielberg's sitting there. I knew I shouldn't have made that movie. Shaving Ryan's privates or whatever.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Yeah, it all comes back to
E.T.
What is he?
Yeah, I don't want to know that one.
I don't want to know.
Enormous taint.
Enormous taint.
Can they dangle?
Sure, I guess.
Wow.
That is a porn I would not watch. You guys seeing the new Enormous Taint? E.T., man. E.T. want bone or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, you just touch tips and then it's
his D's glowing. The tip is glowing.
It heals like everything. It's like, I have a cold sore. He's like, boop. With
you know what? Spielberg porn would be pretty amazing. Actually. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I honestly think, and here's where, you know, rich people see the world through a different lens. She said that she was abused, and she was abused into thinking that her relationship with her body should not be,
right?
You know, she should have be proud of her body, which is why she's going into porn. And that is, I would say, the only person in porn who says that they were abused by nobody, which she says, I feel like abuse I went through wasn't super intense, but it still had a long-lasting impact on me. It wasn't through anybody in my family. It was just from monsters from the outside. In my brain, I'm thinking, is she talking about what society deems on women? Is that what she's talking about?
Know.
Like, to me, that's not vague. Abuse. That's not abuse. You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for people who actually suffered through abuse. If you just were like, no, my life was great. Steven Spielberg never hit me, never did anything. I grew up in a very good school system, a nice rich neighborhood. And I get that society looks at ladies like a lot of pressure. And I think a lot of women put pressure on other women, which is probably not a good, healthy thing. But at the same time, that's not why you go into porn. If you're proud of your body, it's not like, oh yeah, I'm proud of my body. Give me all the penis.
Right.
Write that down, dude.
Don't write that down.
The least reviewed show in Vegas. It's BS in the Morning.
I had no idea a point of contention would be Steven Spielberg's daughter going into porn. By the way, not the only lady with ties to Hollywood.
Oh, I know
that have gone into porn. Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne.
His daughter. I've seen that porn.
You have?
That's an actual porn, yeah.
She went into porn as well.
Yeah, she's like in a Range Rover, and boy, she is not shy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with porn. If you want to watch it or you think it's fine, two consensual adults want to make art, fine. I don't think it's an invalid career. God knows everyone's seen it. It's
the oldest career.
But my point is, when you're Spielberg's daughter, you got so many more options than the people who actually end up in porn.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want.
She could be directing movies if she wanted to.
Yes.
Some people just really like sex.
Then go have sex. Why do it on film for everyone?
Well, if they can get paid for it, and that's what they like to do, and you can get paid bank.
Why do you need money? Your parents are Steven Spielberg. You don't need money. You don't need money for ever in your life. For the rest of your life, you don't need any money. Why are you doing this? If you love sex and you want to be sexual, go. Why film it?
You don't know how much money her parents gave her, though. I mean, maybe Spielberg was like a normal parent that was like, no, you go work and you go make your own money. I worked hard to make my own money.
That's right.
Well,
and she was like, well, I really like
sex. He's regretting that decision.
I know. So I'll go do that.
It's about that time for you to go find your own job. Okay, Dad, I found one.
Yeah. She's probably making good money, though.
Yeah.
They do in porn.
I've heard different.
I'm in the honestly. I've heard like, thank God I'm in the new Indiana Bones.
Yeah, we got people that want to talk about the whole thing here. 876-3692. Let's go to this guy.
Pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
Yo, pizza. Spielberg porn.
Oh, dude, it's great, man. I'm glad for her, man. You know what? Whatever makes her happy, that's all that matters. Who cares if she's got daddy issues?
Yeah.
I don't think the whole interview, she was saying it's not her father.
Right.
You know, that's George Lucas.
Still. Hey, if she was to do an E.T. spoof, it'd be called Extra Testicle.
Okay.
All right.
Not bad.
E.T. Bone Home.
Okay.
Oh, nice. I actually got a text from Steve that's saying the same thing just now.
Nice. Very nice.
Great minds think alike.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yo, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, yeah, but didn't she state that she's only doing porn with herself? It's like she's getting it on with herself. She's not going to have any type of mate because of her significant other.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says self-produced videos
she's
featuring...
She's not going to have partners.
Yeah. Oh,
she's just going to be getting it on with herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but she also...
What kind of porn is that?
Yeah, instead of...
It's like a cam girl recording herself.
Instead of BFG, exactly. That's BFD.
Yeah, so she has a partner that's like 24 years older than her, and she wants to be a responsible partner.
Yeah. Well, she can still call it Hook, I guess.
Would you stop dropping these movie titles?
They're all Spielberg movies.
I know.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it says, she's going to go into porn solo and then wants to become a stripper, which is the same thing.
What about Whack to the Future?
He produced it, okay? He didn't direct that one.
Oh, it was Zemeckis, wasn't it?
Yeah, Robert Zemeckis, exactly. Yeah. Minority Report?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that one earlier. I stayed away from it.
Minority Report?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of... God, he's done a lot of movies. I'm not going over them now.
Schindler's Bliss.
Oh, man.
What? It's a happy one.
That's...
Ready to play just one.
Sir, I don't know any of these movies.
That's Ready Player One spoof.
No.
That just came out. You didn't see Ready Player One?
No.
It wasn't bad.
Close Encounter, just keep it the same. Snatch Me If You Can.
Okay, I know that one.
Whore of the Worlds.
Jesus.
He's got a lot of movies.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg's got a lot of movies. All right. Let's go one more here. Let's go to this is Riley Shea. You are a porn star?
I was.
You were. Okay.
Why'd you quit?
I was. I did it for like 5 or 6 years between, when I started when I was 19.
To the internet.
I know. I'm searching
now. I'm older and so beyond that, but
you're past your prime.
There's a lot of different reasons why women do porn, but I would guess that her reason is more like, she's kind of just making a statement or getting attention.
Okay.
While you do make a lot of money in the industry, like about $1,000 on average per scene, if you have a big name, like she obviously does, she probably got a lot more for her scene.
Right on.
Okay. Even if she doesn't have a partner in the scenes with her, it's just her.
Solo scenes are more like $500.
Okay.
For like a normal person.
Okay, before her, the price would jack up because she's a Spielberg.
That's her name.
Huh. Yeah, that's the name of the movie.
Nice.
The first thing that came up is Riley Shea F's for her car repair. Is that you?
Yeah.
No, it's Riley Shy.
Oh, Shy. How do you spell it?
S-H-Y.
Okay.
Riley Shy. And do you get paid you don't get any residuals for the porn, right? You just get paid for the scene and then you're done.
Yeah, there's no
royalties or whatever.
Yeah, there's no royalties. Yeah.
Oh wow.
In fact, we have to consider we make $1,000 per scene and can make a lot of money compared to what the actual the companies make. Mm-hmm. We make nothing.
So Shy's one of those ironic names,
like Tiny for a guy.
I thought if my last name was Shy, that like maybe they would be like a little nicer.
Yeah. Were they not
or a
nice?
A little less rough,
How? I have a question for you. And this, when you watch a porn, the girls act like they're having such a good time or whatever. Are you always having a good time or is it kind of like, oh boy, I hope this is over soon?
It's work, but it depends on who you're working for. There's definitely companies that are a lot more fun to work with and some that you just don't like working for, but you're going to make it look good no matter what.
Right. Are there guys where you're like, oh my God, this is disgusting. I got to bone this dude now?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm not asking about your weekend, Sparks. I'm asking Riley Shea.
Shy, sorry.
Shy, yeah. Where you don't get to choose who you work with, you get to have a no list. So you can say, I don't want to work with this person.
No way.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
A no list.
Was Ron Jeremy on your no list?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I would have loved to work with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's fame right there.
Oh, that tummy.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll give Ron Jeremy a mouth hug if it makes me some money.
We can make that happen, Greg.
There's a cop right next to me.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling Riley.
Don't get arrested, Riley.
That's Riley Shy calling in if you want to Google that later on.
Yeah. No list. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Flags of Our Fathers is another one he's done.
Yeah, I almost stay away from that one.
Why am I going to all the ones you're staying away from?
Wow. Because.
Say f*** you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the morning.
All right. We can all officially talk about this right now because we haven't said anything to each other after the meeting yesterday. We keep getting texts. We keep getting messages on Instagram.
Yeah, thanks to everyone that checked in.
At BS in the morning. Yes. I can't remember who took the photo of us in the meeting.
I don't know.
Somebody from the front
desk.
Yeah,
I think it was, I think it was Allie at the front desk who loves the show, listens to the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Allie. Thanks for taking photos of us in our meeting. We got that photo yesterday. We put it up on Instagram at BS in the morning.
There's actually two.
You put two up there?
Yeah.
There's one where I saw the one where Greg's pointing at us. And a lot of people were speculating that Greg was ratting us out or narking us out or blaming us for anything.
Yeah, I think Shane the Beggar called him Tekashi Salerno 69.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That is not the case. Do you want to explain what happened?
If
you want.
You know, they're just sitting there and they were asking different things. And I was like, well, I was standing here. She was standing, you know, that kind of stuff. And I was just pointing. It wasn't like... I was like, oh, well, you know, Sparks did it or whatever.
Look, even Izzy didn't dry snitch on anything.
No.
Because you didn't have anything.
She didn't say
I don't have anything. Right. I know nothing.
So what happened was we went into the room. Overall vibe, pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Like, not friendly room. You could, as soon as we walked in there.
I thought it felt friendly.
Yeah. Okay. You're the only one misreading the room.
I'm even smiling in the pictures.
I know. You're such a...
I didn't realize it.
I know why.
At the time, I didn't know.
Greg's making light of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not a funny situation, especially if management's listening right now. We're not joking around.
Not for whoever did it.
No. If you don't know what's happening, we got pulled into a mandatory meeting yesterday because during Greg's punishment... Someone conveniently...
Well, the fire alarm went off. We don't know.
The fire alarm went off. Whatever. They're saying it's a false poll.
Yeah.
So the fire alarm went off in the entire building. This was a thing. The company has been charged for filing or whatever. They have to come in. They have to turn off the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Management was called in before they were getting to work. They're getting calls like, how do we turn off the thing? We're ruining other people's shows in the building.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Well, I mean...
Why are you saying?
Why are you saying
we're ruining other people's shows?
Because it was still a segment for our show. Whether or not I did anything, which I didn't, it's still I'm a part of it.
Been implicating yourself a lot these last 2 days.
You know, I noticed in the meeting,
I'm not doing anything
too. That a lot of the questions were not directed towards me, and I was like, oh, okay, this is maybe that's why I was smiling so much.
Same.
Yeah, Mateo. Lots of questions your direction.
Yeah, I didn't even think I was going to be in the meeting until I got. Told that I had to go.
And Mateo was getting grilled.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the video, he's jumping around like an anime character in the background or whatever. Dang, it looks ridiculous. So I think people were like, you know, what's he doing?
Yeah, Mateo, what do you know?
I don't know anything. I mean, I've been in like fire drills and stuff at school, so this is like the first time at a workplace. So I'm like, what do I do? What do I don't know. I've never been told where we go for a fire, nothing like that. So I didn't know.
They did ask him a lot of questions. They actually did ask Sparks a lot of questions too, though. Like more than I thought they would.
Yeah, because they thought I was going to...
snitch.
See, yeah, I'm not going to snitch. I don't know anything. Wait, I can't even snitch.
Who are you going to snitch on?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to snitch. I'm not going to say anything. No. Greg, you're by far the most... If anybody's guilty, it's Greg.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Or Greg knows something.
And it's not like they don't know
that. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. You just said you weren't going to snitch, which means you know something.
No. How can I snitch if I don't know anything?
Exactly.
That's
the whole
point.
Why'd you say that?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, it happened during your punishment.
Okay, you were standing right there too.
Yeah, but we wanted you to be punished.
Your punishment, not my punishment. By the way, if the tables were turned and then I was going,
my head would be on a pike right now.
Well, first of all, if the tables were turned, you would already be disqualified because there would have been two hallways full of trash when there wasn't supposed to be. No, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm telling you right now, if I was the one who walked up and conveniently touched my toe to the cone as the fire alarm goes off, the fifth man would be crucifying me right now.
Yeah.
As they should.
And because it's Greg, and because the fifth man is Greg Salerno.
Well, I didn't do anything, though.
Yeah, see this whole thing? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Do you think they have something? Do you think they're working on it? Because honest to God.
I don't know,
they
man.
They were pissed, and there is outside of the show I and being
get,
fun.
I didn't
and all
get
that
the
kind
vibe
of
you got, by the way. I mean, I knew they were like investigating, but I didn't think they were like mad at me or anything. Maybe Mateo and you a little or something. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't mean questions, but they asked you guys a lot of questions.
They kept
weird.
Saying it's not a joke. Like this is
yeah,
really
they were
serious.
Pissed.
Yeah, they
outside
kept...
the fun and games of the Wheel of Punishment. And
I didn't hear
even
that part.
Though
I was
it's
laughing.
Horrible and everything. Yeah, you totally misread that room. Totally misread that room. I don't know what's wrong with you. The whole time I'm like, Greg, what are you doing?
I was wondering why they didn't laugh at any of my jokes.
Because they're pissed. They're pissed. It's not a laughing matter.
I thought they were just bad.
Why do you
audience.
Think they were saying this is not a laughing matter?
Well,
this isn't a joke.
Okay, yeah, they'd say that, and then they'd ask you another question, so I'm like, okay, I'm out of this.
The confidence level you have.
Well, I didn't do anything.
I just don't understand why you're so confident. You're the one who looks the guiltiest, just to let you know.
Why?
Because it's your punishment, the fire alarm went off, and during your punishment.
Yeah, you got out of it. Yeah. So people on
dude, first,
social
okay,
media
hold
are
on,
saying,
hold on. Okay, if they had something on me, though, they would have already said something. Like, if it's on camera, they would already have it. So, obviously, it's not me.
So, you don't think it's on camera?
I know it's not. Or else they would have said it already. They're going to pull. If they had it on camera, I would have been probably, you know, gone the first day if I did it. They're going to let somebody just pull the thing. So, obviously, it was one of you guys.
No, because
it's
the same.
How could it be one of us? We were right there with you. Why would I set. Why would I have an accomplice to ruin your punishment?
Right.
I want to see you in pain.
Because I would have found out that there was in both hallways and you would have had to run for, pull the wheel of punishment.
No.
No.
Yep. That's not how it works.
That is exactly how it works.
It's ridiculous.
No.
It's exactly how it works.
So this is what's going on here. This is the update on the meeting. They didn't punish anyone. They didn't say specifically what's going on other than they're doing an investigation.
Man.
So you don't think they got anything?
I don't know. I can't wait to see what happens to you guys. That's all I know.
You were such a... You're such a bitch. You know that? It makes me wish I knew something.
Because then you'd snitch?
Hell yeah! You keep trying to play it off like I did something.
I didn't say you did anything. They
no,
did.
You're hinting. Oh, I can't wait for you guys.
Wow,
well,
they were
here.
Asking you a lot of questions.
Yeah, so look at you. It's like you're trying to coerce them to punish me for no reason.
Yeah.
No,
they
didn't.
That's like...
deflecting.
Yeah.
Deflecting. They didn't ask me anything, really. They were just like, hey, what happened? I was like, I don't know.
We're going to get to the bottom of this and we're going to figure out what's going on.
Maybe they didn't ask you questions because they wanted you to feel all comfortable and cool and wait for you to make a mistake.
Yeah, not going to happen.
What do you think what do you think is going to happen here? 876-3692. You can always text in BSN your message to 69187.
Pee-pee Ronai Paisa. Pee-pee Ronai Paisa.
Pizza Man.
I think it's conspiracy from the ESPN guys because they get all the BS in the morning text messages.
Damn.
Oh.
On the text line?
It's Clay.
People don't put BS.
Clay Baker did it.
BS in their message.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't think it's them.
You boys.
No, they don't care. They're arguing, you know, X's and O's. They don't have any realm.
It's more fun to think Sparks will get in trouble anyway.
No, it's not. No, I'm not getting in trouble, bro. Stop saying I'm getting in trouble. I'm not getting in trouble. Did nothing wrong.
They definitely, Mateo, they thought.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm always under the microscope, and Mateo is under the microscope.
By the way, I don't like this mic.
Hey, P. Mike.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You guys trying to give my boy Greg a bad rap.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's the guy who's going, I'll be happy when I find out when you guys get punished.
Right.
Yeah, who's giving anybody a bad rap?
No.
Yes.
He knows he didn't do nothing. That's why he's acting so confident.
Exactly.
Oh, sure, P. Mike.
He can't get in trouble.
Sure.
Hey, what is Sparks again?
You know what he is.
What is he?
He's soft, juicy, wet, is wolf foot.
You can't say that.
Can't say it.
These are the people that are on your side, Greg.
Yes, and I love it. Why wouldn't you say the radio version of that, though, man? Come on.
That one's for the podcast.
Jeez.
Or if you're streaming online, because you got it unedited.
Let's go to, please, don't curse, okay? Just keep it
friendly here. Monster.
Hey, Sparks, buddy. I'm on your side. I think Greg guilty as a snot.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but I'm taking it. You're hey, guilty as snot.
I'm telling you, I watched the video, and it looks a little too hinky.
Yeah, it's almost like Mateo's trying to summon Voltron in the background.
Right. Yeah, and Greg felt cocky enough to take his socks off. What was that about?
Yeah, you already are like,
he
you
looked excited to go down the hallway.
I forgot about the socks.
He got excited to take his socks
yeah,
off.
Yeah, right?
All
right.
Well, positive Mike was on my side, and a guy named Monster is on your side. So let's argue about who's on whose side here.
I'll take it. Thanks, Monster. Appreciate it.
Later on, brother.
All right, man.
At least Monster doesn't swear on the air.
Yeah, I wish he would have. It would better than what he did.
Wilhelm. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So, how many people are in the building? Where was the fire alarm pulled? How big is the building? And I guess
specifics.
Where were you guys at?
Well,
the time?
That's kind of interesting.
I think they're having trouble locating where it came from.
That's the other thing. They said it was a false poll, but then when we said, you know, who pulled it, they go, well, we don't know if it was pulled.
Yeah. So I don't think I think they're having trouble finding out where it actually went off.
What?
That's
yeah,
what I
like
said.
If it was smoke or something that, you know what I mean? It could have been smoke that set it off, or somebody could have pulled it. They don't know for sure if somebody pulled it.
Right.
It could have been something else that set it off.
Yeah, that kind of just throws everything out of
right?
Yeah, if it was pulled, don't they know which alarm
that's what I said.
Yeah.
If it was pulled, they had it on camera.
Where to find it, like the exact spot?
Well, a lot of times the fire alarms, don't they have like blue ink or something that if you pull it, you get blue ink.
It's not a bank robbery.
No, I think that's in
they used to have that in schools, yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, because kids would pull the fire alarm before tests, so they put this blue ink in there so they knew exactly who, and it dyed your skin and your clothes, so they knew exactly who pulled it.
Man, I never heard of that.
I didn't hear about that. I don't know if it's real. All right, thank you. And I don't think they would have it in a place of business.
Well, I mean, if Greg's working in that place of business, they probably should.
That's a good point.
First of all, Justin, great shot. Happy with that?
Yeah. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's up, Spike?
Hey, what's up? What do you got?
Not much. I hope, like you said, the consequences for this, nothing really bad happens. I had a buddy of mine one time pull a fire alarm at his work as a prank, and he ended up doing jail time.
Jail time?
Wow.
I don't think Greg's going back.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Like not federal, but it's something they like pulled out of the books to like blame it on him to be like disturbance, or they lost so much amount of money for the time of people having to wait outside. For, like,
wow.
It was ridiculous.
I'll tell you right now, if Sparks goes to jail for this, I'm going to be pissed because that's ridiculous. He should not go to jail
dude,
for this.
Dude, come on.
I'm saying you shouldn't.
I'm not. Would you stop hinting that I am going to get in trouble?
How am I hinting? I said you shouldn't.
Sean.
Yo.
Hey.
So where was Steven during all of this? Because who knows that building the best? And who's going to know which camera points which way to which fire alarm? Mm-hmm. And who's Greg's little buddy? Steven,
stop
guy.
Making good points and go away.
Oh! Wait a minute.
Oh!
Wait 1 second. And where's Steven right now? We've been looking for him all morning.
Yeah, he's not coming in.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean.
And he
saying.
Usually is up that early because he's here doing
yeah.
stuff.
Wow, you guys
changing
are trying
light bulbs,
to throw
taking out trash.
These guys are trying to collude to get Steven thrown under the bus. What a joke.
And Greg's a cheat.
Steven under the bus.
So he needs to do the punishment times two.
Why do I do the punishment times two?
I'm down with that.
Yeah, Sean.
Because you got out of it. You still got to do it.
No,
you
I don't. They cheated and put it above
the IRS,
hours.
No. Bro, you'd still owe the debt.
No, I wouldn't because they would have ripped me off and taken twice the money and they would owe me. They put two hallways. There was supposed to be one hallway.
Welcome to America, right? You guys have a good morning.
Nah, man. You a
thanks,
bitch.
Mm-hmm. You're not a bitch.
No, I know I'm not. He is.
No. Sean's a smart man. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What you got? What, you got a comment on the fire alarm?
Yeah, well, I got a little story. I'm a contractor. I work in the field. And recently at one of my projects, the alarm went off, kind of like in your guys' situation. They couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. fire department, everybody came out. It was one of the employees in a break room over toasted a freaking bag of popcorn, and just the smoke had set off the alarm, you know?
That could be it.
So, you know, man, all I know is in the video, Mattel, man, he looks suspicious.
Yeah! Yeah, Mattel! This is what I agree with management on. You look a little suspicious there, bro.
Yeah.
I agree.
A little fishy, man.
A little over
saying,
the top. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brandon. A little over top, Mattel. Why aren't you telling us?
Dude, I've never been in like a fire situation like that before. What am I supposed to do?
I don't believe you. I don't believe any of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe a little Izzy.
Sparks
I believe
defensive.
Izzy a little bit more than everybody else, but still.
Thank you.
At all.
I would have dry snitched by now if I knew anything.
Mm. He's a moonshine man.
Last one. Moonshine.
What's going on, Sparkles?
Hey, man, what do you think?
I think you have nothing to worry about. It was divine intervention.
Thank oh you. Oh, my God. That is the most ridiculous.
And... Greg, kick the door down!
Yeah! Come on!
You and your stupid family.
Thanks. Stop corrupting your children with lies!
He's raising them right.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You would like to have sex with a female.
Yeah.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. No BS.
876. 3692. We're going to go with caller number 15 right now. Good luck. You're in for Absinthe tickets. Tomorrow we are going to be broadcasting out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's going to be Team Need for Seed, Team Days of Blubber, and Team Tall and Gay tonight. Should be a fun time had by all. Each team will be competing for Neon Garage Pass. Should be cool. So, make sure you listen up for that one. Show tomorrow, we'll start at 6 o'clock, okay? We always get angry texts. It's 5 o'clock, where are you guys? It's got to start at 6, because that's what time they'll let us on the track. So there you have it. That is the details for tomorrow. Hi, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're doing good. Here's your no BS question.
Nicole, this BS show member was seen dancing around like a weirdo in the background of a video. Was it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
I'm going to go with Greg.
Sorry,
Nicole.
Good guess, though.
That is incorrect. All right.
And you sound very pretty, so you're a good person.
Hang up on yourself. Oh, she did. Wow. That was very quick. Hang up on that immediately. Let's go to, how about Donna? Hi, Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, hot Donna. Who was it?
I am guessing because I didn't see this. I didn't hear this part, but I'm going to say it was Sparks.
Sorry.
How dare you? Oh, wow. God. These ladies are...
Harry Carey in an instant.
On it.
Not you, Travis. You by yourself. You know what? F*** you. I don't need a reason.
Travis, you need the question?
No, I got it.
All right, what is it?
I think I know it. It's none of the above, actually.
Yay!
Good job, Travis. Boom. That's right.
Weed.
Yes. You're going to Absinthe because it was Mateo in the background acting like a robot. He's like one of the Beastie Boys from the Intergalactic video for no reason back there. If you want to see the video, it's over there on Instagram at BS in the morning. Go check it out tomorrow. Las Vegas Motor Speedway broadcasting live.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now.